Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called One Love. And it's actually based on the song by Bob Marley. It was adapted by Sedalia Marley and illustrated by Vanessa Brantley Newton. And it is read today by Mommy and the Peanut Butter, or Peanut, or PB, however you want to call him. Here he is with me today. Are you ready for your story? All right, let's do it. And then if you guys want to listen to the song, you can. Here we go. One love, one heart. Let's get together and feel all right. And in the picture, we can see the little girl is cuddled up with her puppy dog and her doll, and she's snuggly, but I think she's just waking up in the morning. It looks like the sun is coming up and the birds are singing and she's waking up. One love, what my family gives to me. And there, look, it's her mom and her dad saying good morning. One love, what the flower gives the bee. What does a flower give to a bee?
Pollen.
Pollen, yeah, nectar. Mm-hmm. Which is what? Nourishment, right? It's basically giving it food, and it helps keep the bee alive. Isn't it interesting to think about that? That if the bee didn't get that love from the flower, it wouldn't be able to do what it does. That's nature working together. One love, what Mother Earth gives the tree. Ah, what does our planet, what does Earth give to a tree?
Life.
Life, yeah, a place to put its roots down and nourishment from the soil, right? Super cool. One love, one heart. Let's get together and feel all right. So in the picture we can see, it's a great idea, and this is a brilliant, brilliant depiction of this. What can we do if we see that the world is not being taken care of? The world takes care of itself, right? The nature can provide for, the earth can provide for the trees. But what happens if you are in a place where things are broken, the fences are messed up and the trash is all over the floor? How can you show love to Mother Earth, as it goes, or the planet? What can you do? You can do your part to pick up, right? And that's what we see in the picture. We see all the people have kind of realized, the parks are kind of dirty. We should go and clean them. And so here are all the different people in the city going, yeah, let's clean this up. One heart, like the birds, I long to be free. One love, like the river, runs to the sea. And yeah, look at them go. The family has all kind of come together. In fact, all of the families in the neighborhood have all come together. They're cleaning up this park, but they're not done there, are they? The birds are swinging, are singing and moving around. And they're like, what can we do to help the birds? What can we do for them? We'll give them some flowering plants and we'll build them a beautiful park. One heart, like the music, just feel the beat. I love that when everyone can come together and sing. Let's get together and feel all right. One love, when your hand reaches out for me. And in the picture we can see all the kids in the town, in the community, are all holding hands, and they have all worked to build a beautiful park, right? Yeah. One heart, and when we touch, a new world we'll see. And so the whole neighborhood has come together, fixed up the park, and they've called it One Love Park. Even the mayor has come out to say good job to them for having fixed it all up. We can see that the mayor, she's got a little sash on her that says, and a pin that says mayor, M-A-Y-O-R. That means that she's in charge of the town. It's her job to make sure the town is run beautifully. And all of these people coming together have made a big difference, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One love, one heart. Let's get together and feel all right. And that's it. It's simple and it's true, and it is a beautiful thing when we can see much needs to be done to make this world a better, more beautiful place. And this family, this little girl has shown us. She woke up and she made a difference. And you can wake up and make a difference in your family too. And you can take your family's strong love and go out into the world and say, hey, how can we work with other people who are strong families like ours to make the world a more beautiful place and to care for nature, because that's our responsibility, and to care for animals, because we're in charge of those too. It's our job to make sure they're taken care of. And how can we also show love and kindness to other humans, because that's so important as well. It's also our job, is to be kind and loving to those around us. And if we were all doing that, wouldn't this be a much better place?
Yeah.
So I think maybe this summer we can think about that. What can we do to show love and kindness and to be unified, which means we work together, we think together in one big group, one love. I think we'll end this episode and then we will go and listen to that song. Want to do that? Yeah? Okay, so you want to say the end? Bye. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.